when I went out, I looked like I was pregnant, and people would ask me if I was pregnant. And so, you know, I was embarrassed by that. The third thing for me was not being able to fit into my clothes anymore, and actually would having to realize that I'd have to go actually shop at other places, you know, the sort of the non-normal shopping places to buy clothes, you know, because I was fitting into like sizes 12, 14, et cetera. So all of that made me realize, like, yeah, I want to change. I want to make a change.
Hey, welcome back to the Ultramarathon Mindset Podcast, where we talk about what it takes to go the distance in running and in life. I'm your host, Eric Dieter. I'm an ultramarathon runner and a mindset coach. When trail runners get together to run a few miles, we never know where the conversation is going to go. So if you're ready, let's get started. My guest this week is Maureen Lair. Maureen decided that she was tired of the way her life was going, and she decided that she would take steps to change it. Now she does kickboxing, running, obstacle course racing, and triathlons. She's also getting started as a coach. I hope you enjoy this conversation with Maureen Lair. But I found you, I think, on Instagram. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I saw you on social media somehow. Yep. And I saw that, you know, saw your pictures that you'd had this massive weight loss, and you were doing obstacle course racing and triathlons and everything. And I went, I bet she's got a story that'd be really great. I'm hoping that that's okay. I appreciate you coming on to talk. And so tell me a little bit about your coaching business.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I just recently started a coaching business at the beginning of 2022. I got certified to be a running coach in 2021, but really didn't do much with it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I really, you know, I enjoy coaching people. I enjoy inspiring people. So I started my coaching business this past January, and it's mainly focused on running, but I do mm-hmm. also do some personal training as well. I love seeing people reach their goals, and it's really interesting seeing runners progress through their journey, you know, in terms of thinking they can't do something to seeing them achieve their goals. And I know that personally from, you know, mm-hmm. Starting my journey. So yeah, that's my coaching business, still growing it. So
yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, that's exciting. It's exciting to start off. Now, are you, do you have another gig that, you know, is paying the bills?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I'm a senior user experience designer. Most people don't know what that is.
I kind of, it's one of those jobs that, yeah, that people get, you can yeah. say it as a, I'd imagine it's for a software or some sort of website for, you know, making sure that people, that the programmers are doing it so that the customers actually experience what they expect.
Yeah, exactly. It's along the same line. So, what I tell people is basically it's sort of web designing, but it's a little bit more focused on the anthropology. So it's really looking at, you know, applications and websites and making sure that they're useful. And the mm-hmm. way that you do that is, you know, you study people, you do some research, understand how people use something, like, for example, Zoom. Or other popular, like YouTube. If you were building something like that, you would try to understand who your users were, and then take that information, create a design, and then help the developers actually develop it. So it's mm-hmm. it encompasses all of that. And I've been doing that for about 15 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And developers, I know, kind of speak their own language. And so that you're kind of the interface in between the user and the tech guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the motto I like to use is, you know, we like to make something that is useful, usable, and desirable. So That's our goal.
That's cool. So tell me a little bit about how did you start this journey? I know you, from your Instagram, I know you had a lot of weight loss before you started. So what kind of sparked the change of you deciding like I want my life to be different.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually so interesting. For me, you know, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was, you know, constantly going to doctor's appointments for various things. You know, I had GERD, gastric reflux disorder constantly. I had restless leg syndrome. You know, I had done a sleep study. I also found out I had really low iron. So I had iron deficiencies. So all these issues, I was like, oh, wow, it all led back to me being just unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was nearing 200 pounds, which for me is a lot on a small frame, 5'1".
Okay, yeah.
So it was a lot. In addition to that, you know, when I went out, I looked like I was pregnant, and people would ask me if I was pregnant, and it's just like this embarrassing. I know. It's
like, Okay. Listen, especially guys, don't. That's a question you should not ask.
Yes, ever.
Unless they volunteer the information.
Exactly. And so, you know, I was embarrassed by that. And then the third thing for me was not being able to fit into my clothes anymore, and actually would having to realize that I'd have to go actually shop at other places. You know, sort of the non-normal shopping places to buy clothes, you know, because I was fitting into like sizes 12, 14, et cetera. So all of that made me realize like, yeah, I want to change. I want to make a change. And it wasn't easy, especially when you get so comfortable in being sedentary. It was really hard to sort of make that change. But I kept driving by this kickboxing place when I would go to Starbucks, and it was a place called Nine Round Kickboxing, and there's a bunch of them world nationally.
I think that's a franchise, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. And I you know, like they were having a deal, and I like stepped in there, you know, very cautiously, and I signed up, and I started going like 3 days a week, and then 3 days a week turned into like 6 days a week, and so that became something that I really got into and I really enjoyed. But also with that came, you know, I don't like to use the word dieting, but eating healthier, you know?
Right. You can't exercise. I mean, people try, well, I like you say, best way to say it, you for runners, you can't outrun a bad diet, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I tried so many other things like these super restrictive diets, or like juicing, and you know, a bunch of other things.
And oh yeah, and really there's like thousands of them out there. You can,
I mean, can. Yeah, and it's crazy. It really is a lifestyle change, right? It's like, you know, throwing out all of the crappy stuff, and sort of changing how you eat, and that really helped me a lot. So doing the healthy eating and putting exercise back into my life was
the healthy eating something you did on your own? Was it just like your own choice? You just kind of did some research and says, okay, this is not going to be a diet. This is just going to be a lifestyle change.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you recall, I had mentioned that I had GERD, and so with that, having gastro reflux disorder, you know, there's certain foods that affect that, right? A lot of times for me, it's like a lot of acidic foods, coffee, chocolate, too much of that. It's just aggravates it. So in doing this, it was one to lose weight. So adding more protein in my diet, you know, and figuring out what worked for me, but also trying to combat, you know, GERD, the low iron issues, and putting more of that stuff in my diet. So that helped.
Yeah. So between the kickboxing and changing, you know, eating healthy, what was the result? What kinds of things did you notice?
Oh my gosh. It's a great question. It's so funny because When I initially lost the weight, I lost about 70 pounds in total. But when I was dropping to like 30, 40, 50 pounds, no one noticed because I was wearing the same clothes, like baggy clothes. And then actually went out and got, all new clothes that fit me better. And then all of a sudden people started noticing that I lost all this weight. I'm like, wow. So it was great to see the reaction. And it was really interesting though, because when I talked with people, they said, you were never really fat. But yeah, I was like, what? Did you see me? Did you have me?
That's just you kind of think, are you really paying attention? I mean,
That's
and you
it.
think of it now, are you really looking at me when you're talking to me?
Exactly. I was like, huh? But so the great thing is, I did lose the weight, I think within 6 months. And the best feeling was, being able to fit into my clothes again, being able to really like enjoy exercise, being able to not reduce the symptoms of like my GERD. I said like not have an iron issue anymore, being able to manage, my diet. And then also just like I realized through my journey, just inspiring other people, allowing people to understand that you can do this, that I know it seems daunting. Like I know it can seem daunting when you're at that point. It can feel so frustrating. And a lot of people just don't know where to start. But my advice is just to start.
That is a great, that is the best advice you can give. Just start.
It's hard sometimes. I get that though.
So how long of the process was it? You said you were kickboxing, a lot and change your eating. How long did this kind of, change take for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It took me about 6 months to achieve it. So from January to I think that June or July, I had lost that 70 pounds, which was rapid. And again, it was a lot of the exercising and healthy eating. And then what I did is I started getting bored of boxing, and then that's when I started integrating running into it.
So was running the thing to make you get you more endurance for boxing, or was it something that in and of itself you just said, I'm going to try this just on its own?
Yeah, great question. It was something I just wanted to get back into. So I used to run when I was younger, in grade school and in high school, and I really missed it. I'd gotten injured, in high school, and I could no longer continue running. So I was like, well, I feel like I'm stronger now. I've been doing kickboxing. I feel like my body, my core is stronger. So I wanna try running again.
So you just went out and started running, and did you have any goal in mind, or you just decided you wanted to run some?
Yeah, I had no goal in mind. My first time was I used to live in this area that had a trail right in the back, called Phoenixville. There's a Schuylkill River Trail, and I just went out there and I just saw how far I could run, and then I stopped.
So did the kickboxing give you some endurance? I mean, what was
Oh,
your kind
it
of starting
did.
point?
Yes, it was amazing. I don't think I was timing myself at that time, but when I started running with a running club and actually timing myself, everybody's using their watches, and I was running, like 8:30 pace, easy. And at the time, I didn't know what that meant. I was like, yeah, it's
I'm just here to run.
cool. Right. But it definitely gave me more endurance for sure.
Is it because I would imagine that you talked about core strength. I know so many people when they start, the experience is you go you feel like you can't do anything. I mean, you go and you're out of breath in quarter of a mile or whatever. And you know, the first couple of several weeks, you know, it just almost feels like you're going to die. So you're kickboxing. It sounds like you avoided some of that.
Yeah. And the kickboxing was great. I have to give so much kudos to the group that worked with me in that gym. It was in Limerick, Nine Round Limerick. And they were just so open to working with me. They could tell I was nervous and, you know, in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was doing. And they were very welcoming and showed me, you know, how to wrap my hands, what to do. Because the idea behind that gym is you have 9 different circuit rounds that you do for, if I remember correctly, a minute or two. You have a 30-second rest in between, and then you do the next round. And so in total, it's 9 rounds. And so that built my endurance so much, and made me so strong. I think, I don't know if you remember seeing the reel I shared, but they did a competition, a March Madness competition, and I actually held a plank for 6+ minutes. Would have never thought in my lifetime I could do that. Had it not been for that crew there. They were amazing.
Do you ever find yourself saying, I know what I should do, but I just can't seem to make myself do it? Here's the thing. Your mind will always resist your shoulds. It's never a good thing to should on yourself. If you feel like you're stuck in a world of should, and you want to find out what it's like to get free and go after the things you really want, I can help you. It's your mindset that keeps you stuck. And as a mindset coach, I help you get out of your should and into a life that's epic. Get in touch with me for a free 25-minute mindset reset where I can help get started toward an epic life. You can contact me here at ultramindsetpodcast.run. That is .run, not .com. ultramindsetpodcast.run. And schedule a free 25-minute mindset reset. Get yourself out of your should. So you started running. Where did you go from there? Because I know you're doing more than just running.
Oh my gosh!
You're involved in a lot of things. It's kind of like what can I do next?
Right. So it's so interesting. So once I did kickboxing and I was sort of bored with that, then I went into running. And the cool thing is what I realized early on is I couldn't do running by myself. I got too bored. So then I looked for a running community, and there was a great running community where I lived. So I joined them and went on runs with them. And it was funny because in the beginning I was only doing 3-mile runs, and I was like, yeah, that's cool. I'm good. Mm-hmm. And then they were all talking about doing this half marathon in Rehoboth. And they were all signed up. So I felt like, I felt left out. They're like, oh, Maureen, are you going to do it? And I was like, a half marathon? I can't do that. Like, what are you talking about? You're crazy.
Why
was like,
would
yes.
anyone run that far? Did you say?
Like, this is bonkers. But you know, I didn't want to be left out. So I signed up.
And you were only doing 3 miles at a time and you signed up?
When I signed up, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So I know.
Did you decide to do some more training, or did you just, how long did you have between the time you signed up?
Yeah, and
the time
you had to... I think I had a pretty long time. It was, okay. I think it was the summertime that I found out about it and signed up, and it wasn't until December. So I knew I had some time.
Yeah, you had time to train then. Yeah.
Yeah. I had time to train. And then I knew that they were training for it. So I was sort of following their training schedules. Mm-hmm. But the more I did half marathons, the more I did start looking at plans online. I wasn't using a coach at all at that point, but I used programs like Hal Higdon. Mm-hmm. I really like his programs online, and I use them to train for my half marathons and other runs. Yeah.
That's cool. So what got you into obstacle course racing? And did you, I saw you doing some of that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So, I have a friend, her name is Omega. She and her husband do, obstacle course races. And they invited me to go 1 year, And I was like, well, I'm, you know, been doing running, like to do something different. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. But obstacle course racing is so different because it combines trail running with, you know, a lot of endurance and strength training, because it's a lot of upper body, you know, lifting. You're doing these obstacle courses, you're pulling yourself over walls, you're pulling yourself up with a rope on walls, you know, so it's a lot, it's a whole different ball game, but it's a lot of fun. it's a different way to torture yourself.
So how did your workouts change then? I assume you trained before you got into that.
Absolutely. No. I would advise everybody to please train before you do any of these things. So for OCR, when I'm training for obstacle course races, I do a lot more heavy lifting and weight training. Mm-hmm. Also work on doing pull-ups, you know, like one bar, two bar pull-ups and sort of gaining that strength. Also, if you can, I've seen people, I don't personally, but my friend has some of the obstacles actually built in her home where you can practice, like going up,
like inside?
Up the rope. Yeah, outside, going up the rope.
Oh, outside, okay.
Yeah. and just knowing how to climb the rope, there's a certain way to climb the rope. Like you have to put your foot a certain way and go up. So it's a lot more strength training involved and weight training for sure. Yeah.
And then you also do triathlon.
I do. It's crazy. Yeah. Right. So back to that running group. So, they're actually the ones that got me into, triathlons. And I thank them for that. You know, it's really cool because they're the types of runners that don't just run either. They do a bunch of other stuff as well. And one of the people that was running said, there's this brand new triathlon that's coming to Philadelphia. It's called the Women's Philly Tri. It's perfect for newbies. You should do it. And a bunch of them were doing it. So again, I was having that, you know, FOMO. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me try it. So I did a little bit of training. I was super undertrained for my first one. It was a great experience, but I definitely thought about backing out several times and just saying, nope, I can't do this.
Backing out before it started?
Before it started. For me, most people are scared of the swimming when they start a triathlon. So if you're not familiar with it, it's swimming. You first swim first, then transition to the bike, and then you transition to the run. So it's swim, bike, run. And most people are scared of the swimming because they usually didn't grow up swimming. So they're not, you know, familiar with it. But for me, it wasn't the swimming, it was the biking, because I had a terrible dinky bike. And it was not meant for road racing. It was just you're just a casual cycling mm-hmm. bike. So I also hadn't ridden a lot, and I was afraid of hitting someone. Like where I lived, the trails aren't that wide, and I hadn't cycled around a lot of people. So the idea of cycling with a whole bunch of other people just scared me to death. But it went much better than I thought. And I have to say the Women's Philly Tri is such a great event. If anybody does want to try, for the first time, try a triathlon for the first time, it's very newbie friendly. It's a great community. It's a great, lots of women there supporting each other, which is really cool. Mm-hmm.
So is it restricted to women?
It is for that. Just that one.
Okay.
Just that one.
So how long was that one? Is that,
Because
I know they vary in length.
Right. So that was a sprint triathlon. Okay. So that is, it can vary in length, but that sprint I think is 3 to 400 meter swim, 10 to 12 mile bike ride, and a 5K
Okay.
afterwards. So that's the shortest distance.
How many meters swimming?
Three to
Or
four hundred
three?
meters.
300 to 400 meters. I'm just,
So that's
you
16
talked about,
laps if you're
oh,
doing it in the
16.
pool. Yeah, if you're thinking about it.
Because I'm not much of a swimmer. I've considered triathlon,
You should
and for me,
do
it's the swimming. I never learned to swim. I mean, I never formally learned to swim, and so I'm one of those people who never puts their face in the water when they swim, and so it's just I would have to learn how to do that and breathe and so, but that's I'm not saying that I won't do it, but it's
Yeah.
that's
Well,
still.
for those that don't want to swim, they do have other events where you can I forget what they're called, but you can I think it's run, bike, run, or bike, run, bike. They seem pretty fun too. So
Yeah. Friend of mine, he did a full Ironman and he chose Chattanooga and he was talking about the cutoff times and his comment was Chattanooga there the swim part is in the river. And his comment was he says you can throw a wetsuit in the river and the current moves enough fast enough to get you to the finish line before the cutoff for the swim part. He says, all you got to do is jump in the river and tread water
Oh, absolutely. A
for
wetsuit will make you very buoyant. Yes, for sure. Yeah, which is really nice, actually. Yeah, I've done a few open water sprint triathlons, and they've been really fun, for sure.
Yeah. So you the one you did was actually in a pool?
Yeah, so this one's in a pool, which is why it's
Okay.
newbie friendly. You don't have to worry
Okay.
about buying a wetsuit. You don't have to worry about the water or anything that, if you have any fears around that, that's in a pool.
Yeah, and the open water is something that a lot of people would be, yeah, it would be hard.
It's a whole bowl of wax when you go in open water swimming. It's even, me as I've swam a lot when I was younger, but never open water swimming. And it's just I think for most people, and it's for me, like the shock comes of just not being able to see anything in the water, right? Or anything in front of you. In a pool, everything is clear. You can see down the bottom, you can see straight forward. When you're in the water, you can't see anything.
Yeah, it's most of the time, I mean, there are some lakes or rivers that are clear, but not many.
Yes.
So yeah, it's dark and yeah, even I would imagine even in the ocean you couldn't see very far because it'd be a little where they hold those it would be cloudy and they're swimming through the waves and yeah, that would be a whole different thing.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and the thing is, what they do is with the triathlons, they put buoys in the water so you can see where to swim and go around them. But I've definitely, this is something I'm working on, is sighting, better sighting. I've definitely swam way above and beyond where the buoys are and swam way more than I needed to, because open water, it's very hard to see them as you swim. So it's, yeah,
And
it's
you
very
don't stop
interesting.
and poke your head up and look, or you is it were you
You
waiting?
can, yeah, you can. But there's usually a lot of swimmers either around you or in front of you, so it's really hard to stop and look.
Okay.
But even with that, like sometimes they look closer than they are, and they're not. So, definitely an experience for sure.
That's great. So, you're just getting started, kind of started with your coaching. How long have you been at all of this?
Yeah, so I started mentoring someone, I guess two years ago, in this group on Facebook. She had reached out, and I, she wanted to do her first half marathon, and I just started giving her, we would meet once a week via Zoom, and I started just to give her advice and put a I didn't put a plan together, but we worked through a plan. I was using Hal Higdon because I liked his plans and sort of directing her like what to do and also, you know, how she should be adding strength training into her program, what kind of things to wear, gear and things, nutrition, et cetera. And during that process, I realized like, hey, I know a lot about this stuff. I didn't realize it. And that's when the following year, last year, I got certified through RRCA to be a running coach. But then I started a full-time job, and that sort of, you know, it takes up a lot of time. So then I just started, I launched, like I said, in January, and you know, I'm slowly recruiting people to my coaching business.
So what do you have ahead of you? So I mean, usually ask people what races they're going to do, you know, as runners. But I mean, you've got like several, where do you see yourself? You know, what are the kind of the things that you're pushing yourself towards to do? Are you
Absolutely.
gonna, are you, and the other thing is, are you gonna just pick one sport, or are you gonna just try to like go and,
Oh
progress
man.
in all three?
Yeah, that's a great question. Something I think I struggle with. You know, for this year, I'm focusing on triathlons. And I have four in the books right now. Actually, one is a duathlon. That was a lot of them have been transfers from different years. So this year I have a duathlon in April. I have three triathlons. I'm doing Women's Philly Tri again in July. I'm doing one in Long Beach Island in September, and in Point Pleasant, New Jersey in October. And that's it. Is it in 2 weeks? I'm going to Clash Miami to do a 5K with Team Varlo, which I'm representing this year as part of just being a triathlete. And that's it. That's all I have in the books this year. So
do you have plans for I guess what would be your dream race
Oh
for in
gosh.
any of the three
Any
disciplines
of
you
the three
yeah.
disciplines? You know what? My dream race would be to run the marathon in my native country of Chile. So, yeah, something I didn't mention. I'm originally from Chile, South America, and they have a marathon every year in Santiago, which is the capital. Yes. And I'd love to race that one day.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, and you know, there, I heard about a race. A lady I talked to, she did a race in Brazil, and it was an ultra marathon that she did, and it's like it's. Here in the United States, we don't hear of, you know, we don't hear a lot about what's going on in South America, but yeah, well, that's cool. So, how many participants usually are, you know, is it like
Oh gosh.
a big deal down there?
I think there's like thousands of participants that do it. I also have a cousin, Jaime, that lives there. So I've talked about us, you know, trying to train together and then one day run it together. So it's
That's cool. That's
Yeah,
cool.
one day, one day.
So what somebody who's hearing this, you know, who is kind of where you were at, you know, back when you first started, what kind of advice would you give to somebody who's in that place? What would be the thing you'd say to them to help them get themselves?
Yeah, I'd tell them several things. You know, first, give yourself the grace that, you know, that during this journey, you know, there might be times that you fail, and that's okay. You know, this is your journey. you are here for a reason. You're starting this journey for a reason. You know, it might be because your health, or you, this is, you know, the goal that you set this year. You just want to fit better in your clothes. You just want to be more confident. Keep that goal in mind as you're going through your journey. That's going to help you push you forward. And for me, you know, picking something that I really enjoyed helped me stick to my goals, you know, my exercise goals. So I would highly recommend, you know, try a bunch of things, but stick with something that you love. Don't do, you know, boxing just because you think it's going to help you, but you hate it. You know, do it because you love it. Or do, you know, don't do running because, it's a chore to do, but you'll do it to get it done, you know, because you love it. It will help you. It will help you stick with it. And then it will help you, in the long run. So, pick something you love, be kind to yourself as you're going through your journey. And, you know, everyone's there cheering you on.
Yeah, great. Great. So how can people hear this, find you, get a hold of you?
Absolutely. The best way to get a hold of me is on Instagram. So, okay. You know, look up my handle, coach_MaureenV, and just, you know, private message me and I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Okay. Thanks for taking time to talk to me. Before I let you go, I have a tradition that I've started called the bridge questions.
Who approaches the bridge of death must answer me these questions three. The other side he see.
Ask me the questions, bridge keeper. I'm not afraid.
Of the four events that you talked about today, which one is your favorite?
Oh, gosh. of the four events that I'm doing?
Yes. Well, yeah, that you talked about kickboxing, running.
Oh, gosh.
Obstacle courts and a triathlon.
It's always going to be running. I've been a runner since, a little kid running.
Great answer. Because I think most of my listeners are runners. So
yeah, I know.
Some points there, yeah.
I was a sprinter as a little kid, went to like junior pen relays. And then, you know, then I ran in high school. Always running.
Okay. So the second question, what is the most overrated workout or exercise that are recommended to runners?
Oh, man. Great question. Overrated. Oh, that's a hard one. I like them all. I don't know if there's an overrated one. Can I say an underrated one?
Okay. I'll give you that one. Yeah. What's the most underrated?
It's one I do a lot actually to warm up the karaoke. If you're familiar with that.
No, I have not heard of that.
Oh, okay. It's where you take. It's almost like a dancing step where you take a step back and then you drive your other foot forward, your other knee forward. And it's one of my favorites. You can look it up. Karaoke. It's called something else. But that's one of my favorites.
Okay. And see, when I heard you say the word, I thought there was singing involved with it. So karaoke. Okay. I'll look that up. That's good. Okay. Third question is, what word or phrase best represents your philosophy of life and running?
Have fun. Have fun.
That's good. That is so important. That is so important because I think it goes back to what you said in the beginning. Whatever you're doing, it should be fun. It should be fun because it helps you keep going.
Exactly. I know everyone's been through a lot these past couple of years, and I think, you know, focusing on the positive, trying to find ways to enjoy the little things will get you far.
Yeah. Thank you again, Maureen. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Ultra Marathon Mindset Podcast. I do enjoy being able to spend time with you here each week, and I appreciate that you have taken the time to listen. If you know somebody who might enjoy this as well, I appreciate you sharing it with them. That's the way the podcast grows. I appreciate all of you who tune in here each week and also share it with your friends. Remember, show notes are at ultramindsetpodcast.run. There's also links to the guest and a podcast player if your friends are not into podcasts and want to listen online. Also, if you have a friend or if you know somebody who you think might be a good guest on the show, I would appreciate you reaching out to me or to them or to both of us. Link us up and get them on the show. I'm always looking for good stories and people who are out there doing epic stuff. Remember, it takes an ultramarathon mindset to go the distance, whether you're running or just living your life. And a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.